Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. We thank you so much for joining with us today, and we welcome you for tuning in. We're just going to ask you to make sure that you have something to jot down the information that we're going to be sharing with you on today. We're going to be sharing some very important information to help you continue to grow and realize that you can come out of what you're in. Again, thank you for tuning in. We're going to give you the information how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may call them if you just want to talk, just to have someone to listen to what you have to say. And then also, if you want to continue on to speak with them in the future, they'll just have to go over their guidelines with you. They have hotline consent policy, ethic policy, and guidelines that they have to follow to talk to people if they want to continue to talk to them another time. Okay? The National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. I will try to get the information in again during the show. Sometimes we just run out of time and I forget. You may chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. And you may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. So let's go on and get started. The first thing I want to say is it is important to hear some things over and over again. It is a way to learn and retain information. It also leaves you in a different atmosphere after you've heard something over and over again. Well, guess what? The abuser has been saying the same things over and over again to get the victim, that is the abused person, where he or she wants the individual. So today, we may repeat words said last week because they are healing. The more you receive, the more an individual receives information to move on from a negative position to a positive position is better. So that's why it is so important to be able to hear positive information over and over again. And if you haven't heard the recording when we talked about automatic negative self-talk to yourself, you need to go back and listen to some of the messages that we said, because over and over again, we hear what the abuser has said to us in the past. We're talking about emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse. So that's what we're talking about. So that's why it is very important. It is very important to hear some information over and over again. Okay? So first thing I want you to do is begin to think. Begin to think about things that your abuser has said to you that has really gotten on your nerves. What the abuser has said to you that has really stayed on your mind a lot and for a long time. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the reason you're able to hear it is because the person is saying things over and over again that abuses you. So that's what you're hearing. So just think about that for a minute. Okay? So as you begin to think about things that an abuser can say to you over and over in your mind, then this allows you to know that cancer patients, this allows you to know
that this allows you to know that those words are powerful enough to stay on your mind. So that's why it's good to hear positive information a lot. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about abuse-related trauma. Abuse-related trauma. And we'll look at self. We'll look at self, and we want you to know that feel like you're in an abusive relationship. It's been turned off. If you feel like you're in an abusive relationship, then what we're saying today is really going to help you, okay? And a person can be abused in many ways, not just physically and not just emotionally, but it's also done sexually, it's done financially, especially to the elderly, and then also to children, okay? So we want to talk about power and control. And the power dynamic is when a person is so important to the other that they do not want to take the chance of losing the person. It could be a boss, a friend, a sibling, or a parent. Gaslighting has unequal power and dynamics. We want you to know that you cannot control anyone's opinion, even if you are right. You may never get your friend, your boss, your partner, or a family member, or a child to agree with what you may say. But at the same token, what you think is what's important, not what the other person says or thinks. Okay? So, you need to let go of trying, as maddening as it can be, to realize that the only person whose opinion you can control is your own. Now is the time for self-care. Have compassion for yourself. This is not easy. When you are in a compromising, dynamic situation, feeling confused and, I don't know, you're wondering what's going on, it's not that good a feeling, you know? But at the same time, you need to know that you have to learn how to become strong for yourself. So, within relationships, you also have coercive control. And coercive control is when a partner acts out of love and care. Then it becomes difficult for a person to recognize the warning signs or safely leave a relationship. And, you know, as I was reading over this today, because we went over this last week, but as I was reading this on today, let me say it again. Coercive control is the partner acts out of love and care. And, you know, that's how the trap begins in psychological, emotional, verbally abusive relationships. The person is acting out of love and care. When that comes on too soon, when you just met a person, when that comes on too strong, when you just met a person, that is a red flag. A red flag means there is danger ahead. So either you back off from that relationship or that person, or you begin to learn how to deal with that type of person. I remember when I was a nurse, I think it was at the University of Maryland, this young lady, she's probably 10 years maybe younger than me, this probably happened in I don't know, maybe the late 90s, early 2000s, she said that her mother really prepared them when it came to dating. And in so many words, not that she was a bossy person, but she said that she learned how to weigh up the talk of a person or how the person approaches her as if to whether or not she would get involved with them. So you have some people that just have a natural act, or they've been taught, you know, just how to recognize red flags in a relationship. But anyway, coercive control is a misunderstood form of domestic violence. That's what it is. It's domestic violence that makes you feel you have no choice but act the way the person doing the coercion wants you. Okay? And that's why it goes so unnoticed. And maybe that's why I'm repeating parts of the message that was given on last week, mainly because by doing these shows, I have grown so much. You know, I started it in 2011, stopped in 2012, so now we're back on the air for 2 years, and I have grown so much. When I say that I've grown so much, what I'm saying is right now, for example, my husband could say something, you know, to belittle me. I paid it no attention. I'm not one to fuss. We definitely don't fight and we don't fuss. And I said, you know what? To myself, say what you want. I know who I am. Because I've grown. I have gained my self-esteem back. I've gained my self-respect back. And I've gained my self-worth back and my ability as up to the things that I am able to do. Okay? So, do you always do what your partner wants instead of what you want? I remember those days. Do you make excuses for your partner's behavior? Then move quickly into a relationship? What this is saying is, without help, you will continue and sometimes feel scared what the partner may do. The relationship seems too good to be true. If it's early in the relationship, the person is flattering you and constantly telling you how good you look and, you know, can we move in together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have to learn how to protect yourself from toxic people. And I'm saying this because this is information we can share with other people. You know, you may already be deeply involved in a relationship, married, whatever, but you can learn how to feel good about yourself. But you have to understand it's not your fault that you are in an abusive relationship. That is emotionally, psychologically, and verbally destructive to you, but you can come out of it. I do not advocate one person hitting on another. You know, I don't advocate that. And the thing about it is, it probably has 60 seconds left. The thing about it is, emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse is longer to wear off. It takes years to get rid of it rather than physical abuse. So I thank you for tuning in today. If you click the icon that's up on the bar there, you'll be notified of the next show. And once again, I want to know very soon. I thought I'd be going on Facebook and YouTube, but we're going to go or do a podcast, and we're going on TikTok. I'll continue to do Blog Talk Radio, but they're not too reliable because sometimes they don't work. So I thank you very much for tuning in, and may the Lord continue to bless you.